Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today, we're going to talk about time management tips for MLM reps. I want to share some helpful insights that I've learned over the past 20 years in this industry that have allowed me to work smart. I've also made tons of mistakes, and a lot of this training is from the things that I did wrong in the business rather than what I did right. So time management is important. Most people joining our industry, they're doing this part-time. They have a job, a family, outside the home responsibilities, and they're trying to fit this business into their busy schedule. So I have a little formula that I created that I have found that allows people to work smart and be productive. You want to spend about 80% of your time, your work time, on personal recruiting and retailing. You want to spend about 15% of your time on team support and about 5% of your time on personal development. This is a very good formula following the 20-80 rule that's going to allow you to get better results in their business. It's not about how much you work your business. It's about your productivity, your effectiveness, your efficiency, and what you do with the time that you do have available for your business. So let's just suppose, as an example here, you're going to work your business 10 hours a week. If you have 10 hours a week for your business, you want to spend 8 hours on personal retailing and recruiting. You want to spend about 1.5 hours on team support and about 30 minutes on personal development. What a lot of people do in this business is they confuse busy work with being productive, or even worse, they get into management mode, they sign up 2 or 3 people, and then they spend all their time trying to teach, train, nurture, support, and drag these people across the finish line and make them successful. You want to spend most of your time on retailing and recruiting until you have enough serious people to work with. And this is probably going to be your first 2 to 3 years in the business. You should spend at least 80%, maybe even 90% of your time on personal retailing and recruiting. This is going to bring new people into your business. It's going to give you people to work with. It's going to help you acquire new customers for your business so you can be profitable. The team support thing is important. I try to do all my team support in a group setting. We do a weekly webinar each week. We have a Facebook group for our team. I spend very little one-on-one time with anyone in my team, and I don't recommend you do either. Spend your time where it's deserved. Do everything in a group setting and reserve your one-on-one time for your serious people in your business. And of course, that 5% time on personal development, you want to read books, watch helpful videos like this, listen to podcasts. But don't make the mistake of just thinking personal development is going to grow your business. You still have to roll up your sleeves. You still have to retail, recruit, and team build. That's what we get paid to do in network marketing. As a second example, if you're working your business, say 20 or 30 hours per week, you would just take this 80-15-5 formula and you would apply it to the amount of time that you are working your business each week. So if you're doing 20 hours, you would spend 16 hours on personal retailing and recruiting. You would spend 3 hours on team support, and you would spend 1 hour on personal development. Manage your time or it's going to manage you. Look at how you spend your time in your network marketing business. Figure out what you're doing that's productive, what you're doing that's a time waster, and try to realign your time so it fits into this formula. I hope you got some value from today's training. I hope you learn how to manage your time effectively. If you'd like to get more network marketing tips and training, you can head on over to my website at charlesholmes.net. That's charlesholmes.net. Don't forget to check out the links below this video, below this podcast. You can also make sure that you like, comment, and share on this content. It helps with the algorithm. It gets our training out to more people. I appreciate you watching and listening today, and I hope you have a great day. See you at the top.